What's up, everybody? Brooks and Blaine back at you with another episode of the Abrazo Football Podcast. Mr. Guerrero, my friend, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Actually, no, man, I'm not good. Well, I am good, but you know the state of affairs. You know, Chelsea is officially out of every competition that they were in this season, and there's really no reason to watch them anymore. So on one hand, you know, get on with spring and summer, but you know, kind of sucks. They had one, you know, hanging on by a thread and then get dumped out of the FA Cup. So that was rough. How about you?
Yeah, but I mean, did you really have a high hopes?
Listen, my thought was Man City played Madrid in the Champions League during the week, and they got ran ragged. It went all the way to penalties. I thought right. They're tired. They're, you know, making a handful of mistakes in the league from, you know, I thought it wouldn't be unreasonable to think that we could have won that game one goal or two to one or 1-0. Especially, I feel like we had some opportunities and we just didn't take them. So,
I mean, Pep said the same thing. Pep said that was just unfair for them to play, what, 120 hours after going 120 plus minutes? Or not even 100. It was like 2 days, right?
Okay. Actually, let's talk about that for a second. So yeah, what he said actually does have some merit, right? Because they played, was it Wednesday night in the Champions League? Or was it Tuesday? Yeah. It doesn't matter. Whatever day it was, they played either Tuesday or Wednesday in the Champions League. And then they turn around and play the early game on Saturday for the FA Cup. Meanwhile, today, Manchester's playing Coventry as we record. 3-3, by the way, people. Coventry going through to the final. Neither of them played midweek. I don't even think Coventry played last weekend. And they're like, yeah, we'll let them play on Sunday. So, I mean, I understand. Like, at the very least, they could have, like, switched the fixtures and say, hey, yeah. Man U, Coventry, play Saturday. Chelsea, Manchester City will play Sunday. But they're like, nah. We're gonna put all the stress on Man City. He said it's a campaign against the Blue Moon.
Come on, this dude's crazy. But also, Arsenal played Wednesday and then Saturday again. And then, I don't know if you heard about the debacle in Serie A. There's like 15, 20 minutes left against Roma's, I forget who it was, that they had to basically call the game with 20 minutes left because there was a physical emergency on the pitch. But
yeah, I saw the game got abandoned.
Yeah, so they're trying to like have them make up the game like what, like a minute and a half before they play Leverkusen in the semis for the Europa League. So I don't know. People just don't care. It's all about money, and they just don't care about the players. Like I mean, it's a lot of stress on these players.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. So I was listening to some radio the other day, or it might have been even this morning, where it's. From if I'm to believe what I heard on the radio, Manchester City or whoever, all these clubs, like they could, in theory, if they wanted to play at different times or have their games scheduled differently, they could. They just wouldn't get the revenue from like the broadcasting. Really? So for example, we'll just use like the Manchester City Chelsea game. So whoever, I don't know, because I don't live in England anymore, I don't know who has the rights to show the FA Cup.
Yeah.
But whoever they are, they're like, yo, listen, like, we are hosting the FA Cup, go to all the teams, and like, you know, the semifinal will be played Saturday, Sunday, the Saturday game will be at this time, the Sunday game will be at this time. Does this work for you? And if it works for you, then there will be an agreement where we give you so much money to broadcast the game. Mm-hmm. So someone at Manchester City would have had to have agreed on this. And the same thing would go for the Champions League. Like, they would have known, like, if we make it to the semifinals in the Champions League, we'll play, you know, April 16th, 17th, whatever. And then if we go and also do a semifinal, or I guess it was a quarterfinal, and a semifinal in the FA Cup, we could potentially be playing on the 20th or the 21st. And so someone, I mean, probably not Pep Guardiola, probably no one that's like actually involved in the sporting, like someone in the financial side, but someone just, the point they were making is like, don't get mad at the FA, don't get mad at like, let's just say Amazon Prime. You should go talk to like whoever your CFO is and ask them why they are accepting the money and not negotiating better terms for when the game should be played. Not saying that they should. It's just like who, like it's like your team.
Yeah, that's an easy way out for some pundit to say, though, right?
Huh?
So that's like an easy way out for some pundit to say, like, don't blame it on us, the media, blame it on... It's just also like, I don't know, you'd think that... I mean, I guess like there is a point, like the FA Cup does not care who you play 2 or 3 or 4 days or a week before. They don't care. Their only incentive is to get you to play.
Yeah, so I think the argument was, like, have your team represent your interest better. And I mean, I don't know how that would work, but you could say, listen, like, we're not going to accept money from the FA for broadcasting, and because we're not doing that, like, we're going to play the game at a time that better suits us, and we'll lose out on that. Like, for example, they'll, like, instead of having a kickoff at noon on a Saturday, they'll say, no, we're going to play this game at Monday at 8 p.m. And they're like, well, that doesn't work for us. And they're like, well, just keep your money and we'll just...
Okay.
You know, like, kind of like during the pandemic, like, teams could play, like, behind closed doors and they could play. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, to, like, the FA, per se, the FA doesn't care when you play the draw. They don't care as long as you play it. It's the broadcasters that are like, oh, yeah, like, we want it at prime time on Saturday.
Right, right.
So it's like, because, like, if you live in England, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if the game's on a Monday night at 8 o'clock or a Sunday at, you know, 4 in the evening, if you're going to go to the game, like, that, like, for the people in the stadium going locally, that's not going to change for them. Like, you go to whatever night, like, Premier League plays Monday, those games sell out. Premier League plays Thursday sometimes. Like, it doesn't matter when you play, the game's going to sell out. It's the broadcasting. But
Okay, that makes sense.
But I mean, I get where Pep's coming from, though. Like, I mean, it's not fair. It's definitely irresponsible. I'm surprised no one got injured from Man City. Kevin De Bruyne, I thought for sure his hamstring was going to pop off, but... Yo, they made it.
Yeah, but also Pep has the bench to support a Wednesday and then a Saturday game.
Well, and one of the biggest benches, one of the, you know, deepest rosters in Europe. Just like, you want to play the same starting lineup against Madrid and Chelsea. Let's be honest, you don't really need to play the same lineup against Madrid and Chelsea. You could have played your B team.
Right.
Ortega could have led those guys to a victory. So, I mean, I get it, but...
Also, I mean, I don't know. Again, Arsenal played the same day on Wednesday, same time, and then they played on Saturday as well. I get it was a few hours later, but, I mean, it's like 6 hours that big of a difference.
They hate those morning games, man. They hate them. For whatever reason, they hate the morning games.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know why. I agree with Pep on this, and you.
Yeah, they just need to be more open to rescheduling, I think. I mean, I get it. I get that everyone has money on the line, but, like, I do feel like people's safety should come first. You know, health should come first. Yeah. And so they should be open enough to be like, okay, I don't know. Well, sure, we'll reschedule this. Everyone's still going to watch it.
Yeah. Or write the contract in a way that says, like, yo, like, if we, like, if... Like, this would be fine if we didn't go to a penalty shootout in the Champions League.
Right.
You know, but if we, you know, exceed this many amount of minutes in, like, a 4-day period, like, FIFA has a rule. Like, so take it out of, like, you can't, like, pros can't play. And then, like, I know it's such a sticky thing, because then they'll say, like, okay, well, Manchester City they have, you know, their roster has 30 guys. Like, they can play a completely different 11, you know?
Right.
You know, that's... Also, but I mean, who knows? What do I know? What do we know?
Before we leave, let's stick with the Champions League and give us a rundown on what happened with Barcelona.
Well, I mean, they're calling it the reverse remontada. Barcelona's in pole position and they get basically embarrassed at the Montjuic pronunciation check. Yeah. They get embarrassed in Barcelona by PSG. One Ousmane Dembele hit a half volley out of this world, to which I got a text from you, and I quote, "I love Dembele." He said that. And, you know, an overall poor performance from Barcelona. It went down to 10 men. You know, Ronald Araujo, again, foul on Barcola, who... You know, his teammate had some choice words. So I think that's what we're really into. Because I don't think anyone's surprised that PSG bounced back on Barcelona. Like, that one was written in the stars. Or were you surprised?
I mean, it was crazy because they were, I mean, even in the first, until 29 minutes into the game, Barcelona was still going through because they were up two goals. Then in overall, like 1-0 in this game, 2 goals overall. So, yeah. Sorry, keep going. Rafinha, it was just, Braves, so, whoa, one more thing. I was in a bar with some PSG friends, French friends. I was in a bar here in Spain, in Barcelona, not far from the stadium, watching it with French friends. And so the Catalans hate Dembele. I cannot explain what they were saying to him. They hate that.
we need to take a closer look at that, because I mean, okay, I mean, I so here's I'll just say this. I understand why Xavi might feel a certain way about Mr. Dembele. He rode for that kid. He's like, I need him, and Dembele played good football for him, but the club. Didn't want to give. I mean,
the club. What? Yeah, the club did him wrong.
Yeah, I mean, Barcelona, Xavi. I'm gonna be honest. I love Xavi Hernandez. He's one of my favorite players. One of my favorite managers. Good, bad. Take the good with the bad. Whatever. But Barcelona treats their players and their managers poorly, and their contracts. Yeah, we've been
saying this for years now.
Partners. Yeah. So it's like. Like, when he celebrates, he's celebrating against the club. He's not celebrating against Xavi. And the fans, like, you guys, like, your club does you wrong, too. Like, the club's doing everybody wrong. Like, you can't. Like, you gotta understand where he's coming from. And also, I mean, you know, it's Champions League. You just put your team in pole position. You know, you're French. He's French. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's get to the comment, though. So, after the game... LK Gundogan, in an interview, someone asked him about the incident of the red card against Barcola from Mr.
First of all, do you think it was a red card worthy?
So here's the thing. Technically, yeah, it was a red card. It technically was a red card. I think that it, like, in a situation like that, I feel like it probably would have made more sense just to, like, say, like, oh, yeah, like, maybe he was... Because it was so close to the box. It was like, maybe he was in the box. Let's just give him a penalty. And then he doesn't get sent off. And we have ourselves a game. But, I mean, goal... Like, was it even a goal-scoring opportunity? Not even really. It's just he was the last man. So,
yeah.
I mean, do you disagree?
No, I mean, it's just that it's hard because, to your point, like, what is a goal-scoring opportunity? What is a clear and obvious goal-scoring opportunity? And, like, also, I get that it was shoulder-to-shoulder. But, like, Araujo is a big dude and Barcola is a tiny guy. Yeah. So, like, well, let's say that was Mbappe that he was up against shoulder-to-shoulder. Or, I don't know, let's say that was Haaland. He would not have fallen over. So it's just hard. It was hard because... It was pretty silly, but it was smart by Barcola. And I mean, and to your point that you're getting at right now that I interrupted you with Gundogan, like you have to think. So go ahead
and finish up. That's the thing. You just got to think. So yeah. So this is what this man's under fire, by the way. This is German international.
Is he?
Said,
people are hating on him? People are hating on him?
Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of people.
Okay.
But he said basically, if Araujo fouled Barcola, I guess it's a red card. I haven't seen the replay, blah, blah, blah. Of course, I would have preferred to concede a goal there or give the striker 1v1 against, you know, Ter Stegen. Going down to 10 men with so much time left just killed us. In these crucial moments, you need to be sure to get the ball. If you don't get it, you have to stay away. Araujo took exception to that. A lot of Barcelona fans, a lot of ex-players took offense to that, saying you don't say these things. What do you think?
I mean, I can understand why people would say you don't say these things, but it's like someone has to say these things. You can't like, it's just crazy because I was watching F1 today and we watch football every single week and Lance Stroll, who I think is just an awful driver, but he rear-ended Danny Ricciardo and blamed it on Ricciardo. There was a brake check, like everybody's braking in front of him. So everybody's braking and Stroll doesn't, just runs into the back of him, blames it on Ricciardo, calls it a brake check. No one takes accountability is my point. Like, you can't keep saying, you're right, you're right, you're right. You're right. Like, this shouldn't have been a penalty. You made the right decision. The ref made the wrong call. You know, everybody hates us, blah, blah, blah. No, you have to check yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
You made a bad decision. It resulted in a red. You put your team under. Like, it wasn't even that it had 10 minutes or 20 or 30 minutes left. This was in the first half of the game when you're still up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be called out sometimes. And so, you know, I don't know. Maybe Xavi didn't do it, and maybe he did. Who knows? But you have to be called out. And you know, we know Ilkay as, like, a leader who just won the triple, right?
Yeah.
He won everything you can nearly in England. And, like, he's coming from a place he knows what he's talking about. So don't get offended. Don't get upset. Just, like, you know, take it like a on the chin a bit and accept the mistake and move on. That's how I feel about it. Like, maybe, sure, don't say it in public, I guess. I don't know, but it has to be said. It had to be said.
Well, but here's the thing. He didn't, it's not like he said, like, oh, like, he's a bad player. He makes bad plays. He was just like, yo, yeah, like, if right. you're going to go for that, you got to make sure you get the ball. Like, that's
right.
No lie detected. He didn't, like, he's not criticizing him personally. All he's saying is, like, you got to be sure you got the ball. That's it.
Right. And that's right. And he's right.
But
and then Rojo was like, well, I have my own opinion on that. Like, what's your, I want to, he's like, but I'm going to keep it to myself. What's your opinion? Yeah, what
do like, you? Like, it was your opinion. Like, you can't be, you know, new to the club and tell us how you feel. You can't come from winning the treble in Manchester City and come here and hold us to a higher standard because you've been here for 7 months. Is that what you're gonna say? And I like Araujo. I like, but obviously, you know,
yeah,
I got the Ilkay Gundogan jersey, you know.
Yeah.
So you know, like, I've been a fan of his for a long time, so I'm a little bit biased, but I don't see the problem. And it's like, honestly, and like I don't think any less of Araujo. Like, it was a stressful moment. He's a young, talented vice captain of Super Barcelona talented. At like, what is he, like 24 years old? So, like, there's no hate. You made a mistake. Wouldn't... I didn't expect you to beat PSG anyway. So, I just, like, it's... Like, I feel like this is, like, you still got a shot at La Liga. You could win El Clasico today and put yourself in pole position, redeem yourself. Yeah. Hear the hard truth from a senior member of the team. Take it on the chin, as you were suggested, and keep it moving. It's not that deep. My wife likes to say,
it's
not that deep. This was not that deep. This is a mountain out of a molehill. Like, you're all pros, so quit tripping.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get one more topic in before I got to get out of here, Brooks. Let's see. We got, I guess, I mean, I'll let you decide here. So we could talk about the EPL is heating up, right? I think we kind of just threw in also, like, El Clasico's today. That's kind of La Liga in a nutshell. Whoever wins that, wins that. I guess quick shout out to Xabi Alonso, Leverkusen, right? Good job, guys. You know, broke the 10, 12, how many ever years in a row Bayern has been winning. Harry Kane's going to go another year trophy-less unless he can pull out the UCL. We'll all be rooting. I'm sorry that Arsenal couldn't do it. We'll all be rooting for Real Madrid, I'm sure. Okay, now, should we talk about the EPL final? Okay, so I just want to know how you're feeling right now. Liverpool is playing. Man City is still out of the question as long as Arsenal can go undefeated. So I just want your how are you feeling right now, Mr. Arsenal?
It's tough because I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like, one of my friends 3 weeks ago was like, hey, like, do you think Arsenal can do it? And I was like, I'm going to say no just because it's not in their hands, because at that time Liverpool hadn't lost yet. They were still even on games and ahead on points. But since that time, because I told him, I was like, if it was in Arsenal's hands, like it was last year, this year, then I would rate them to win the league. And then, like, right after I said that, a week or so later, Liverpool lost, which put Arsenal ahead on equal on points, ahead on goal difference. But then Arsenal lost later to Aston Villa. So I look at them. And I look at who they have coming up, and it's not that they have a tougher schedule. Everybody plays the same amount of games, same teams. It's just that theirs come down to the end of the season. They got Chelsea coming up next. They play United. They play Tottenham, and
yeah,
I think they play like Everton or Sheffield. I don't really know who the other one is, but anyway, I'm gonna just say no. I'm gonna say no because they have to count on City to win to lose.
That's right. Yeah, City would have to lose because they're only on 32. So they'd have to lose game. Mm-hmm. So it's a sad, sad state.
I wish I hope they lose, but I don't think they're going to. I think that, I mean, honestly, to be honest, yeah, Arsenal can win every remaining game, but so can City. So I think it's another 1-2 City Arsenal in this season.
You're probably right.
So, I mean, the good news is, you know, our City have been playing a lot of minutes, but they don't play this weekend. They play next weekend in the Premier League. So, it's like they kind of have everything going for them. What do you think, though? What do you think? Because I know the beginning of the season, you said Arsenal will win the league.
Yeah, that's when I didn't think they would have lost. Was it Aston Villa? Yeah, because it was, yeah. I think it was,
again.
Yeah, Leon Bailey, Ollie Watkins, yeah. Hit him with that one, too. I'm going to be real with you. I think City's gonna go for back to back to back to back with an FA Cup domestic double. I hate to say it, but that's, if I'm being real, that's how I see this. I hope it doesn't, but that's what I see. That's what's in the tea.
The crazy thing is, Tottenham can beat them and do something good for Arsenal. It's like the last game of the season, I think, or like close to the last game of the season. Which would be so crazy. That's if Arsenal wins every game.
We'll take it one week at a time. We'll be checking in every week for the next four, I guess technically 5 weeks, unless there's an international break that I don't know about. But okay. All right, well,
cool.
I got to go. But you know, people, thank you for hanging out with us for you know, about 20 minutes. It's the Browser Football Podcast. Brooks, I'll talk to you later, man.
Bye.